感谢主，刚才看到诗班啊，阵容这么庞大，有37位。
We really thank God that we see so many choir members just now.
印象当中，天成教会好像没有这么大的诗班过。
I haven't seen such big size of a choir according to my memory.
时间过得真快啊！2009年啊，今年就是最后一个星期日。
And the year 2009 had passed so fast, and this week is the last week for the year of 2009.
我们看到在这个最后的主日有这么好的一个敬拜盼望2009年以敬拜结束，2010年也依然以敬拜开始。
We see we have a good worship service this morning, and we want to end 2009 with praises, and we also want to say we want to begin 2010 with praises.
很高兴我们这一次全家从德州回来跟大家一起见面。
We are so glad to be able to come back to see all of you finally.
我这次回来。不知道是回老家还是回娘家。
I don't know if I'm coming back to my wife's home or to my old home.
总之回家的感觉真好。
But anyway, it's really, really good to be home.
我想要知道一下，就是在3年半以前，我们离开的时候，你们还没有来到天成教会的。
I want to know how many of you just came to EBCC after we left 3.5 years ago.
可不可以举手一下
？Please raise your hand.
哇，感谢主！
Wow, thank God, Lord. So many people here.
这样子看起来，如果我们早离开的话，新来的会更多。
So it looks like we should have left much earlier, so we would have more people here, new people here.
大家都知道我今天的信息跟大家分享的是更新与查验。
And you know the topic I'm going to share today is renew and discern.
我看天成教会已经被更新过了。
And it looks like EBCC has been renewed.
我大概不用讲，可以下台了。
So I guess I don't need to speak anymore.
不过靠神的恩典，以他的托付，我能够依然站在这里。
By God's grace, I can stand here and to share with everybody.
旧的弟兄姐妹看到我大概看起来没有什么改变。
Old brothers and sisters, have you noticed I haven't really changed a lot?
就是胖了一点。
Except I look a little bit comfortable.
很感谢神。每个礼拜五都能够收到天成教会的祷告信。
Thank God, Lord, we receive your weekly prayer letters on Fridays.
从这个祷告信里面大概知道天成教会的一些情况。
We know more or less what's going on in EBCC.
记得在3年半这当中有3次的机会回来来纽泽西跟纽约出差。
I remember during the 3.5 years, I had three times of coming back to New Jersey and New York on business trip.
那本来可以跟大家见面因为时间上不允许，结果3次过门而不入。
I wanted to see all of you, but due to a time conflict, so I just passed by 3 times, but I couldn't cross the threshold.
不过感谢神，因为神不让我工作我就能够回来。
And I want to thank God because I don't have a job, so I can be here.
Hallelujah, 感谢主。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
因为没有工作，我回来了。
Because I don't have a job, so I'm back here.
我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为从年初到年尾，你依然在保守我们。
We thank you for your protection from the beginning to the end.
但愿今天的信息，你借着孩子的口成为你出口的管道。
May you speak through me today.
孩子只是你的器皿。
I'm only your instrument.
让你自己能够借着你要向弟兄姐妹的说话的感动。来传说你的信息。
May you prompt me to say what you want me to say.
愿你自己在这里坐宝座。
And may you put your throne here.
祷告感谢奉靠主耶稣圣名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来看啊，下一个这个 PowerPoint。
Let's look at the PowerPoint。
你们看，有两个荧幕。
You see there are two screens。
左边跟右边有什么不一样
？Is there a difference between these two screens？
好，好，左边的比较亮，右边的比较暗，对不对？
The left one is brighter, but the left one is a little blurry.
是没有错啊，右边的是比较暗，不清楚。
The left screen is blurry and it's not clear.
这个是我们休斯顿教会的聚会的场所。
This is the sanctuary in our Houston church.
左边的那个比较亮的 projector 是新的。
The left projector is a new one.
那是因为这个被雷打到就把这个旧的坏打坏了就换成新的。
And the old one was pounded in a thunderstorm, so we had to replace the old one with a new one.
那个新的呢？它的亮度只调到50%。
As you can see, the brightness for the new projector has only been set to 50%.
右边的那一个呢？旧的呢？它的亮度已经被调到100%。
But the old projector, the brightness for the old projector has been set to its maximum 100%.
但是右边的那个呢，虽然被调到100%，还是比较暗。
But as a result, you can see the old projector is still blurry.
那现在有一个问题要问大家。
And now I have a question for everybody.
为什么我们聚会这么久了大家在那个时候没有感觉到说右边的这个projector 它的亮度是这么暗。
Why didn't everyone feel the blurriness after using the old projector for such a long time?
为什么大家那时候没有感觉
？Why didn't we see the blurriness?
没有错。
You're right.
因为在那之前，两个都是旧的。
You're right because both projectors they are old.
所以没得比较。
So you cannot make a comparison between those two.
大家就习惯了。
And we are used to that.
这个告诉我们什么呢？
What does it tell us?
这个告诉我们说，当我们习惯在某些的生活环境的时候我们就很容易忽略掉有哪些是需要改善的。
When we are so used to a certain environment, we tend to neglect what needs to be improved.
或者是说我们知道要改，但是呢，我们却习惯在因为习惯的关系，所以我们就不想改。
Or we know it's time to change, but we refuse to change due to old habit.
譬如说这个饮食的习惯。
For example, eating habits.
这个偏食啦，爱只吃肉啦。
Being picky, only eating meat.
或者是爱吃素食啦，吃饭的时候一定要有 Coke 啦。
Love eating fast food, or you got to have a Coke for every meal.
另外在这个思想上呢，也固执。
Being headstrong in the way we think is also another thing.
以前父母亲是怎么教我们的我们就照样的全部教这些我们的孩子。
And we teach our children exactly how our parents taught us.
有时候呢，还有属灵的自我，或者是说邻里的自我。
And we even have spiritual egocentric, or we say self-centeredness in our life, in our spiritual lives.
像是教会只有用钢琴，其他乐器就不属灵。
Like it wouldn't be spiritual if other instruments be used in the worship instead of a piano.
那自我灵修的时候呢？神告诉我你应该怎么做或者是做些什么
？Or in response to God's words about having devotion, or would be like, oh, God told me that you should do this, or you shouldn't be doing that.
然后听讲道的时候呢，这个心里在想说，那个人应该要来听。
Or in response to a sermon, we'll be thinking, so and so should be here to listen to this message.
这些都是邻里的自我。
This is called spiritual self-centeredness.
属灵或者是灵里的骄傲，我想你们都听说过。
I believe you have heard the term spiritual pride.
那属灵的自我，你们听说过吗？
But have you heard of spiritual egocentric?
有没有听说过属灵的自我？
Have you heard the term before?
好像没有哈。
No.
如果是没有的话，那灵里的自我是我发明的。
Okay, so if not, then I invent the term spiritual egocentric.
那会讲说这个灵里的自我是我发明的，这个人就是灵里的自我。
Then whoever says I invent the term spiritual and egocentric, then this person is spiritual egocentric.
你看，我们在我们的心思里面很容易就陷入在这个自我还有固执当中。
As you can see, it's very easy for our minds and hearts to be trapped in the state of stubbornness and self-centeredness.
我们的心思意念实在是需要常常被更新。
And we need our spirits to be renewed and transformed.
但是呢，我们又常常的看到或者是听到有人说我们要改改改更换更换更换。
But often we see people wanted to change, 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 reform, reform, and reform.
特别是一些的政治人物呢，在选举的时候他们的口号就是换人做做看。
And especially the slogan "Change the candidate" has become a popular one for political candidates in any election.
结果呢，果真被选上了还不是跟以前一样，或者是更糟。
As a result, when one finally gets elected, the change either stays the same or it gets even worse.
那我们又看到有一些的一些的人特别是年轻的这个女孩子她们觉得自己过胖了就开始节食减肥。
And we also see some people, especially for young girls, they think they are overweight, so they start to lose weight and on a diet.
结果就得了厌食症。
But it leads to anorexia.
有时候是不改还好，改得更糟。
So it would be better not to change because it's not change for the better.
在这里不是说我们不要去做更新变化的事情。
We're not saying not to engage in any renewal of things.
我们来看圣经是怎么教导我们。
What does the Bible teach us?
我们来看下一个 PowerPoint.
Let's look at the next PowerPoint.
这个是记载在罗马书的第十二章第二节。
And it's recorded in Romans 12:2.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。也就是说，我们要有更新变化的心智。
In other words, we need to have a renewed and transformed spirit.
但是我们是要更新变化什么呢？
But what do we renew and transform?
这里有一个标准，而我们要用这个标准来查验。
There's one standard, and we use this standard to test and approve.
这个标准呢，就是神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is our standard.
什么是神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意呢？
What's God's good, pleasing, and perfect will?
简单的说，就是基督的心。
That is to have the attitude of Christ Jesus.
基督的心。
That is to have the attitude of Christ Jesus.
查验这个动作是我们常常忽略的。
And the action of test and approve is often overlooked by us.
但是我们却常常需要的。
But we need that action all the time.
尤其是在我们人生的重大抉择上。
Especially for our major life decisions.
譬如说我们要学什么科系。
For example, what major to take?
我们要选择哪一所大学。
What college to attend?
到哪一家公司上班。
Which company to work for?
选择配偶。
How to pick a mate?
买哪一个房子。
Which house to buy?
到哪一间教会去聚会。
Which church to attend?
最近呢，我发现到还有一项很重要。
And recently, I find there's one important decision that I need to make.
就是什么时候工作退休做神的工作。
When to retire and start serving God on a full-time basis.
有时候的这些的抉择啊，能够影响我们的一生。
Sometimes these decisions we make make an impact on our lives.
啊，再说一遍，以神的标准来查验。我们的心思意念实在是非常的重要。
And I'm going to repeat one more time. It's very important to use God's standards to test our hearts and minds.
最近 Rebecca 跟我在更新与查验这个功课上面，我们有一些的学习还有体验。
And lately, Rebecca and I had learned and experienced
the renewal
of minds and discerning the will of God.
我们要在这里跟大家一起分享。
And we would like to share with you.
当中呢，我们会用穿插的方式，有时候他的见证我翻译。
We will be alternating. So when she shares her testimony, I will translate.
我的见证呢，他翻译。
And when it's my testimony, then she will translate for me.
所以呢。你们如果打盹的话，你们就不知道是谁在做见证。
So if you take a nap, then you won't know who is doing the testimony.
今年五月五月底的时候在公司上班突然接到新的大老板的电话。
End of May this year, I suddenly received a phone call from my big boss at work.
告知我也被裁员了。
And informing me that I was being let go.
心里难过。
I felt bad.
你们说，当我知道我被裁员的时候，心里会不会难过？
You tell me, did I feel bad after knowing that I've been let go?
会不会难过？
Yes. Did I feel bad?
你们都这么小声啊！都没有怜悯的心啊！我不是说叫你们一样跟我难过。
I didn't want you to feel bad.
我是要确定你们都还没有睡觉。
I just want to make sure that you're all awake.
我虽然心里难过，但是没有在那两天前我的老板被裁员的时候那样难过。
I felt bad, but I didn't feel as bad as 2 days ago when my immediate boss got laid off.
我告诉 Rebecca 说，我不要为这个世界卖命了。
And I told Rebecca that I don't want to serve the world anymore.
我们应该把时间用在神的事工上。
And we should commit our time to the work of God.
那时候呢，我们的心意就开始更新和变化。
Then the renewal process of transforming our minds started to take place.
接下来的那个礼拜天呢，有一位领事的姐妹在不知道我的情况之下，就读了诗篇九十一篇。
The following Sunday, unaware of my situation, a sister from our church, she read Psalm 91 during this inspiration.
相信很多的弟兄姐妹都知道当我们从这里搬到休斯顿的时候，神用这一篇的诗篇九十一篇的第十四节带领我们到德州。
And I believe many sisters and brothers knew God used Psalm 91 verse 14 to bring us from New Jersey to Texas.
第十四节我们一起来念。
Let's read the verse 14 together.
来。Because 神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他；因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。当我们知道这一位姊妹要读这一篇的时候，我们知道说神在带领我们前面的道路。
So therefore, when we were told that this sister was going to use this verse. We knew God will direct our steps.
另外很奇妙的多年未访的一位老牧者叶明汉牧师当天突然出现。
And another amazing thing was Pastor Ye and an old pastor who came to visit us our church that day.
在信息前呢，我们教会的牧师就请叶牧师来分享他的负担。
And our pastor asked Pastor Ye to share his personal burdens before the sermon.
这位牧者在分享当中，他说他看到 每一年啊都有很多年轻人啊从美国到台湾啊去做啊英语营的工作。
And Pastor Ye said he has noticed many short-term mission teams run English camps in Taiwan every year.
要很多的儿童都在那里啊觉志。
And many children are led to Christ.
啊，然而呢，这些的儿童啊，他们都没有去教会。
But majority of the children they don't go to church afterward.
隔年啊，他们又来了啊，又举手觉志。
And they raise their hands again the next year.
当这啊同样的这些的儿童，他们长大之后啊，要带领这批的年轻人啊到教会去。可能将是一件困难的事情。
And with the same group of children, when they grow up, it's going to be difficult to lead them to church.
因为他们认为他们已经决志了，不需要去教会。
They don't think it's necessary to attend church since they have accepted Jesus Christ in a young age.
啊，因此啊，对这些的孩子啊的长期的跟进，还有跟他们家庭的这些的探访。就成为啊福音事工的一个重点，还有它的急迫性。
So a long-term follow-up with the children and home visitations have become increasingly important and urgent.
那这位啊叶牧师呢，就鼓励啊退休的啊或者是啊提早退休的弟兄姐妹啊。来参与投入啊这项神的工作。
So Pastor Ye encouraged those brothers and sisters who have retired to get actively involved in God's work.
现在是换他来做见证。
Upon hearing Pastor Ye's calling to doing missionary work in Taiwan on May 31, Sunday.
啊，那一天啊是主日，5月31日啊，我们一听见叶牧师。对台湾宣教事工的呼召。
James and I took this calling into serious consideration and waited for God's confirmation.
James 呢跟我啊就慎重的来考虑啊，并且等候神的印证。
The next morning, while having my daily devotion, three phrases in Joshua 3 caught my attention.
啊，当我在灵修的时候啊，我注目到。在耶稣雅记的第三章有三个经节。
Second part of verse 3.
在第三节的后半部。
It says you are to move out from your positions.
他说呢，离开所住的地方。
And verse 4 as well.
在第四节。
And it says then you will know which way to go since you have never been this way before.
使你们知道。所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
And also after 3 days in verse 2.
然后呢，在第二节说过了三天。
And amazingly, it's only the following Wednesday night, Pastor Ye was able to meet with us through an elder from our church for further details about Taiwan mission.
很奇妙的透过教会的一位长老的安排。那个礼拜三是叶牧师比较方便跟我们见面来谈台湾宣教事工的详细情形。
And we were in all of God's timing and words of affirmation.
我们很惊讶神的时间以及他话语的印证。
But we still waited for more confirmation from God.
但是我们依然等候神更多的印证。在6月7日，也就是我被裁员的第二个主日。
Then the following Sunday, after I got laid off.
神借着成人主日学的课程中的一段经节对我说话。
And God spoke to me through a verse in adult Sunday school.
那是在诗篇第25篇第12节。
It's recorded in Psalm 25, verse 12.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。这节经节呢，是将近在10年前，神用这一节的经节来带领我到新的公司。
And this verse was given by God when He brought me to the new company almost 10 years ago.
如今被这一家公司被裁员了。神在用同样的经节向来提醒我。
And he used this same verse again to remind me when I got laid off by this company.
叫我敬畏神， 他要来指引我当走的道路。
And he wants me to fear him, and he will instruct in the way chosen for me. Then God spoke to me again, through our pastor's message on June 21st.
在六月二十一日，神透过我们教会的牧师再一次的来向我说话。
Actually, prior to that Sunday, no one knew I had been struggling with God for 3 days.
事实上，在那个主日啊，没有人知道我已经跟神摔跤了有三天。
I didn't like the idea of leaving Jeremy and Hannah behind the U.S.
原因是要留下我两个孩子 ，Jeremy 跟 Hannah 在美国。
And only God knows my thoughts and my anxious heart.
只有神知道。我的心思还有我内心的焦虑。
And on that Sunday, our pastor quoted Bible verses from Mark 1:16-20, and his title was The Divine Calling.
在那个礼拜天，教会的牧师引用马可福音第一章第十六到二十节。他那一天的讲题就是神圣的呼召。
When our pastor mentioned the verse, when he mentioned verse 20,
当他提到二十节
，It says they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
在那里说，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
The words left.Really struck me and pierced my heart.
留下这个字真是刺穿了我的心。
And that brought tears to my eyes.
我的眼泪在充满我的眼睛里。
I knew God was speaking to me.
我知道神向我说话。
He wants me to turn my children over to Him and to trust Him.
他要我把这两个孩子交托给他，信靠他。
I surrender my will to God at that moment.
在那个时候，我降服于神。
Then on June 28th, I was asked by someone from our church.
之后呢，在六月二十八日，有人问我，你怎么知道神要你们去台湾宣教？
He asked me that, how do you know if God wants you to go to Taiwan for mission? Then James and I prayed.To God to give us another clear indication of where we should go.
那 James 呢，跟我呢，就求神再给我们另外清楚的印证，哪里是服事的工厂。
And on June 30th,
就在六月三十日
while spending time with God, the phrase "return to your homes" in Joshua 22:4 seemed to jump out at me.
当我跟神在交通的时候耶稣雅记。第二十二章的第四节，转回你们的帐篷，似乎跳出来向我说话。
And I was speechless.
我无言以对。
Then I continue on to the second part of verse 5.
然后在第五节的后半段。
And he says to love the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to obey His commands, to hold fast to Him, and to serve Him with all your heart and all your soul.
在那里说。爱耶和华你们的神，行他一切的道，守他的诫命，专靠他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
This word of God reached deep into my heart.
神的话触摸到我的心灵深处。
God desires James and I to continue to be faithful to Him, and in all that we do, even when we are on the mission field.
神要 James 跟我继续对神。凡事上都忠心，并且在宣教，并且即使是在宣教的工厂上。
And again, we thank God for His confirmation.
我们再次的感谢神给我们的印证。
But despite all this, I still have one question lingering in my mind.
即使是这样子，我还有一个问题在困扰着我。
And God knows me well.
只有神知道我深处的心思意念。
And the question is, what should I do if my parents get sick, or hurt, or need help?
问题是假如我的父母亲他们生病了、受伤了或者是需要帮助的话， 怎么办呢？
Then on July 6th Sunday,
就在7月6日礼拜日，
Our pastor spoke a message on Mark 1:29-31.
教会的牧师呢，就传讲马可福音第一章29-31节。
He said, when one follows Christ, he will take care of the follower's family and his relatives, just like Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law because he cares.
他说，当一个人跟随主耶稣，主耶稣就会看顾跟随者的家人，还有他的亲戚，就好像主耶稣医治了彼得的岳母一样，因为主看顾。
Well, isn't our God wonderful?
哇，神真是奇妙的神。
And I want to mention another thing.
我另外想要再提的是。
I'm thankful that Jeremy and Hannah, they are supportive of our mission work in Taiwan.
我两个孩子 Jeremy 跟 Hannah 也支持我们台湾的宣教事工。
They say if God wants you to go, then just go.
他们说，假如神要你们去，那你们就放心的去。
And we really thank God for our children who take God's will seriously.
我们真是感谢神给我们以神的心意为重要的这两个孩子。
And we know they will be praying for us.
我们知道他们将会为我们台湾宣教的事工放在他们的祷告中。
And as well as my parents and all the brothers and sisters.
还有我们在当中的弟兄姐妹们也为我们祷告。
Our God is indeed a living God.
我们的神真是一位活活的神。
And He speaks to us every day.
他向我们每天都说话。
Jesus has the words of eternal life.
耶稣有永生之道。
And what else do we need?
我们还有什么需要的呢？
And I'm convinced that God is telling us to travel down a new path of faith.
我们确信神告诉我们走这一个新的信心的道路。
He will never leave us, and He will never forsake us.
他绝不，他总是不撇下我们，也不会丢弃我们。
And we just need to listen, believe, and obey the word of God. He's always right.
我们只要听、相信，还有顺服他的话。神是永不误事的神。另外呢，我跟神说，你跟 Rebecca 讲的。都是新的，跟我讲的都是以前讲过的。
Then I say to God, you gave Rebecca new Bible verses for this guidance, but you gave me the same Bible verses you had spoken to me before.
你如果对神认真，神就对你认真。
So if you take God seriously, then God will take you seriously.
在这个之后，在成人主日学下课之后，我觉得说我要去知道一下。为什么摩西要派十二个探子去窥探迦南地
？I wanted to review and find out more why Moses sent out 12 spies to the land of Canaan. After teaching adult Sunday school one Sunday.
结果神就给了我他的新的话语。
Then God gave me His new words of affirmation.
这是记载在民数记的第14:24节。
This is recorded in Numbers 14:24.
我们一起来念，来。唯独我的仆人迦勒，因他另有一个心志，专心跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。在这里。专一跟从我，神要让我提醒我要专一跟从。
The phrase "follow God wholeheartedly" again reminded me.
只要专一跟从神，他必带领我前面的道路，并带领我的后裔。
God wants me to follow Him unreservedly, then He will lead me in the direction He intended, and that includes my children.
分享到这里，经过查验我们看到神的手在引领我们前面的道路。
And up to this point, through discerning, we have seen the hands of God at work for our journey ahead.
但是有一个很重要的先决条件，那就是要我们专心爱神，专一 跟随还有敬畏神。
But there's one vitally important condition, which is to love God with an undivided heart, and to follow Him passionately, and to fear Him.
难怪保罗在叫我们更新跟查验之前啊，告诉我们说。
No wonder Paul advises us to do something before our renewing of the mind and testing.
在罗马书第十二章的第一节、第二节。
Romans 12:1-2.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。在这里啊，告诉我们说啊，神要我们在每一个人身上都有不同的旨意。
And this tells us God has a different will for every one of us.
但是呢，他要我们对他的心有一个心意却是一样的。
But he desires the same thing from us.
那就是把我们自己献上，当作活祭。
And which is to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
这个活祭呢不是火鸡。
A living sacrifice is not a turkey.
也不是活活的鸡。
And it's not a live chicken.
而是活活的人成为活活的祭物。
But a full of life person becomes a living sacrifice.
这个祭物呢，不是别人，而是自己。
And this sacrifice is not someone else but you yourself.
并且自己不再做自己是自己做主。
And this sacrifice doesn't have self ownership.
而是主耶稣来做我们的主人。
But Jesus owns us.
叫我们从这个世界上来分别出来，为主而活。
And we are to set apart from the world to live for Jesus.
这也就是不要效法这个世界的意思。
And that means not to conform to the pattern of this world.
然后呢，我们才能够做更新而变化，来查验他的旨意。
Then the renewing of minds and discerning the will of God will follow.
好，我们再回来看看刚才的这个 PowerPoint。
Let's come back to the PowerPoint again.
弟兄姐妹如果这两个荧幕代表我们的心的话，你是要哪一个？
If these two screens represent our hearts, which one do you prefer?
亮的，对不对？左边的这个，
of course, the brighter one.
对。其实呢，我们的心常常都是在右边的这个。
Actually, our hearts are usually like the right projector.
处在黑暗的光景里。
And our hearts are consumed by darkness.
什么是黑暗的光景呢？
And what are the conditions for a person who lives in spiritual darkness?
就像圣经里面记载的，有一位撒玛利亚人，撒玛利亚妇人，中午出来打水。
It's like the Samaritan woman who came out to draw water at noontime.
不跟人来往。
She refused to be in contact with anyone.
心里面的事情不能够跟人家讲。
And she hid everything from everyone else.
就把自己隔离起来。
And she isolates herself.
黑暗的心灵呢，或者又是另外一面的光景。
Or you can see there's another condition for spiritual darkness.
一个人呢，常常自己在灵修祷告的时候，好像神的教训是对着他的。
Or a person can spend a lot of time with God, but the God's admonitions are not for the person, but it's for someone else.
就是不是为了自己。
Yeah, the God's teaching not for self.
当我们的心灵呢，越黑暗的话，那我们就越不能够来更新变化的。
So when the darker our hearts get, the more difficult will be for our hearts to be renewed and transformed.
当然，如果是这样子，我们更不会去做查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And of course, we won't discern what things are good, pleasing, and perfect.
然而反过来，
But on the other hand,
当我们有一个愿意更新而变化的心。
When we have a heart willing to be renewed and refreshed,
愿意把自己献上当作活祭
and willing to offer our bodies as living sacrifices,
神就要借着他的话语来光照我们
and God will enlighten us through His word,
叫我们黑暗的心灵就因着他的话来做心意更新而变化的工作
and our darkened world.Our darkened heart will go through a process of renewing and transforming through His Word.
我们就可以常常来查验什么是他善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then we can always discern what's God's good, pleasing, and perfect will.
那我们就会像这个左边的这个荧幕，渐渐的明亮并且透明。
And we'll become brighter and more transparent, like the left screen.
我们不但能够成为一个圣洁而讨神喜悦的人，并且也要成为别人的祝福，做一个神有力的见证人。
And not only we can become holy and a person who pleases God, but also we can be a blessing to others and be God's powerful witness.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
一个有愿意更新心意更新。而变化的心，这个是非常的重要。
To have a willingness to have your heart to be renewed and transformed，
这也是神要工作的起头。
And this is the beginning of God's work。
虽然我们的自我常常很难叫我们改变自己
，And although our old self would keep us from changing ourselves，
但是神。是看我们有的，不是看我们没有的。
God looks at what we have, and He doesn't look at what we don't have.
神不会叫我们做我们做不到的事。
And God will not ask us to do, what we cannot do.
愿要来的2010年
，May the coming year 2010.
因着我们有一个愿意。把自己献上心意更新而变化的一个心智
Because of our willingness to offer our bodies and to have a spirit wanting to be renewed and transformed
并且加上渴慕来查验神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意
Along with the desire to discern God's, what God's good, pleasing and perfect will
我们就能够蒙神悦纳
Then God will embrace us.
2010年不但是我们感谢敬拜的开始，同时我们也是我们心意更新的开始。
The year 2010 is not only the beginning of praise, it's also a year of renewing our mind.
神要来成就我们不能做的事情。
And God will accomplish what we cannot do.
奇妙的事要在你。在我的身上发生。
And the amazing things will happen to you and I.
让我们2010年来经历一个不一样的一年。
Let's experience a different year 2010.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
把你的心把你的话语放在我们心里面。
We thank you for your word.
你知道我们每一个人都愿意来服侍你。
You know, every one of us know, we want to serve you.
愿你帮助我们来做心意更新变化的工作。
And may you help us so we, our heart will be renewed.
让我们来经历你复活的大能。
And help us to experience your resurrection life.
因着我们有愿意的心。
And we pray that you will give us a willing heart.
你就来做奇妙的工作。
And you will do the amazing things on us.
让我们就成为人的祝福。
So we become a channel blessings to others.
让我们每一天就过一个得胜的生活。
So we will have victorious life every day.
成为你有力的见证人。
And we become your powerful witness.
我们感谢你。
And we thank you.
祷告奉靠主耶稣圣名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
把荣耀归给神。
Give God all the glory.